Hello, everyone. This is Shannon Miller with Cleaning Business Life, and today we are with Lori Riley, who is going to tell us her haunted ghost story of a relatively new commercial building. So it actually came with an entity before they built it. Interesting story to lead on. Lori, join us now.
You have a fabulous ghost story to tell us. You were in a commercial building. Was this a brand new building to you?
It was to me.
Okay. And did they tell you it was haunted before you took it over?
No, I heard them throughout with other, you know, people that were working and cleaning there that it was, that they would hear noise, and I didn't believe them, you know.
Okay.
But they said you could hear it up on the second floor, and that's where our supplies and cart and everything was left.
And you, this is when you worked for yourself or with another cleaning company?
I was working with another cleaning company at the time.
Gotcha. So it was in an older building? Was it a new building? What kind of building was it?
Fairly new. It's not that, you know, it's not that old. It might be 7 or 8 years old now.
Oh, wow. So this was a brand new building and it came with one of those, huh?
Yes.
So you... Go ahead.
They kept, like, at one time they used to keep, like, just like gargoyle statues, and they were told that it would keep, it would ward these things off.
Oh.
Well, then they had, a few years back, they had removed them and put them off in the back of the property, and this is when it started happening.
Oh, my goodness. So I often wonder, because a lot of times builders are just looking at the property value. They're not looking at the historical provenance, so to speak, of what was in that location before. Do you happen to know what building was there before? There clearly was something that happened.
I want to say that was just land that they had built on.
Okay. So that's even more interesting because, like, for example, here in my neck of the woods in Arizona, the primary Indian tribe was called the Yavapai Indians, and they built this whole subdivision where that used to be the funeral grounds for the whole tribe. And they covered the whole part of northern Arizona all the way out to the Grand Canyon. And there's been rumors about ghosts or things happening on job sites or work sites. So they've had to do like peace offerings, and that's usually tobacco, because they built over these graves that are several hundred years old. So that's always interesting.
Yeah.
So I wonder if your building was something like that. But what kind of, was it something that you could physically see? Was it something transparent? What was it?
Oh, I really wouldn't know how to say it. When I went in and I was coming down, I had worked in the back and was coming back down the hallway, and it was kind of dark in the lobby area. I, you know, just behind the desk was some lights. And as I was making my way back into entering into there, it was like a dark, staticky kind of fog mist.
Wow. Drop, or was it just like this dark orb that went?
You got chills as soon as you crossed into there. It just, the atmosphere felt kind of weird. I mean, it wasn't normal or natural. It just, and then somebody had walked in from the other side and flipped the light switch on, and it was gone, and everything just felt normal again.
Wow.
But then in the corner up above some fountains, water fountains, you could hear noise like somebody was rolling around upstairs, but nobody was in there because this was after hours.
Right. How interesting is that? And this happened immediately right when you started, or did it take a while for them to warm up to you and then show their colors, so to speak?
It took a while. I mean, I kept hearing the stories, you know, and I thought, okay, well, nothing's in here. But you would go into different areas of this building and you would get chills. And, you know, you'd hear different noises, you know, doors open or whatever. And then you'd go to look, nothing be there, you know. Radios would cut on or cut off. And, yeah, it was spooky and, you know, just, you want to, it's intriguing. You want to get, you know, go see. And, but then when you get there's nothing there.
Right. And except for all the hair on your arms are standing up, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh. That is just wild. And do you happen to know anybody who still works in the building?
Not anymore. I don't. But they still, you know, they say it's in there. Whatever it is, it's in there.
It's interesting. I wonder if they've tried to remove it or if it's just, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost or what it is.
That's what I'm thinking it is. But, I mean, it really never bothered me. Just, you know, just freaking out a little bit, you know, because you're not expecting it and you're working after hours. Because I would get there 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I would be there until about 12.
Oh, wow. And were you the only one there at the building or were there others who were like, did you guys work as a team?
Well, it was me and then somebody would come in later and pull trash and stuff. So I would get in there and clean and then they would come in and do that. But they also in the front area that was not connected to the part that I worked at, there were other cleaning crews over there. So I don't know if maybe that had any effect to it. But, you know, maybe with hearing the like talking and stuff. But yeah, it was. I didn't really stay that much longer after that because it just, it creeped me out that bad. I didn't want to stay.
I bet.
I didn't want to find out if it was friendly or not.
Oh, I don't blame you at all. That is just so wild. Now, is that the only otherworldly experience that you've had in the area that you're cleaning? I forget, where you're in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I would imagine, because that's an older part of America, that you guys probably have a lot of history with those types of things out there.
Oh, we do. I've worked at a hospital for 4.5 years, and we've had stuff like that happen too.
Oh, in the hospital? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So they...
Especially over in the doctor's building where they would have, you know, we'd have like area cleaning to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the little offices and stuff. And yeah, you'd hear... crazy noises over there as well.
How interesting is that? So did you witness anything or you just heard things?
I would just hear things and then people would tell you, you know, this is what happened. And but I never really got to say experience anything over there except for just, you know, a noise here, a noise there, you know, gotcha. Those type of things.
So I wonder if the doctor's building was older than the actual hospital itself. I know, because hospitals grow and they, you know what I mean? Then they expand and then there's other layers that come onto it. It's always interesting. How old do you think the doctor's building was?
The building itself used to be downtown from where I live in Dothan. And they had moved it to where it is now. So that building had been there since the early 80s.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty young considering.
And then the bigger they got, the more, you know, that they would build on and add to it. So it's fairly a pretty big hospital now.
Wow. That's interesting. Very interesting. So just bumps in the night at the doctor's building. No physical. I know there's technical. I'm not a big ghost definition person. I don't know all the genre yet. I'm still learning all this stuff. But I'm sure there's names for, you know, if it shows itself to you, if you feel it, if you walk through it or whatever those experiences are, but it's just interesting how there's like bumps in the night. I can imagine some young intern doing their rounds, their hospital rounds going, what is that? Oh my gosh, that must be wild.
In the middle of the night.
Right. Especially in the middle of the night. Cause it makes you, you know, jumpy and you're just like, I don't want to know what that is.
Especially after they tell you the stories, you know, so then you go in there and your mind's wide open and racing because you're afraid that's going to happen to you as well.
Right. What kind of stories did they tell you?
Just that they would hear things, you know, and certain areas, things would get moved and wouldn't be in the same area the next day. But of course, that could have been somebody moving it, you know, and just...
That's the logical mind.
Yeah, common thing, you know, you'll just hear things or, you know, it feels a little cold over here and, you know, but that's not it.
Gotcha. Very, very interesting. So were those the only two experiences that you've had in your area so far?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you, Jesus.
I don't blame you. Amen to that. All right. Well, beautiful. Yeah. I just wanted to take a little bit of your time and get your story out. And this will be released in a podcast coming up in October. So we're doing haunted house cleaning series. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, yes. I'll have to look that up.
Beautiful. I'll put it when they start to go live, I'll put it inside the group.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Lori, for your time. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome, love.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sponsored by the Structure, Scale, and Profit Cleaning Business Academy, my signature program. If you need help with your business, please feel free to reach out. Take care.